If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Well, good evening, everybody. Another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, PI. We welcome everybody. People that have been with us from the beginning of this show 4.5 years ago, August 2010, right through now. Thank you for making this show one of the most popular shows, and I really appreciate that. A couple things to talk about here. First of all, my book, Rogue Town. Again, big shout out to everybody that made it such a good seller. And it's become a very, very popular book, all about my life as an undercover cop infiltrating to the Gambinos and the Genovese mob families. The true story of a city under the stranglehold of organized crime, the officials who betrayed the public trust, and the cop who wore a wire to help bring them down. The foreword is by Pulitzer Prize winner Anthony Dolan. Won a Pulitzer for writing the 75-80 newspaper accounts of what was going on in Stamford, Connecticut at that time. He won a Pulitzer, got a phone call from Ronald Reagan, hired him to be his chief speechwriter for his 8 years in office, and even now he's involved with many, many of the top people in Washington. So check out that book if you like true crime. If you like organized crime, pick up Rogue Town. Before we move on, something special. I only do this once in a while, but, you know, in this day of not getting good service, let's say whether you're in a big store or wherever it may be, it's kind of very refreshing when you do get good service. And I want to give a shout-out today to what's called Auto Nation Honda. They are in East Las Vegas, Nevada, 1700 East Sahara Avenue. In that area there. Bought a car for my wife just in the last few days, and I dealt with a sales consultant by the name of Ken Schwartz, who was unbelievable, and the general manager there, Cesar Ramos, also unbelievable. And, you know, I'm in my 60s. I've bought cars before. I've been in the showrooms many, many times, but never in my car-buying history have I dealt with people that were so kind, professional, had every answer to every question you may want. And I'm not easily pleased, let's say, but I walked out of there glowing with the way these people helped me. So keep that in mind. Ken Schwartz is my salesperson. Cesar Ramos, the general manager. Tell him Vito Colucci sent you. And I don't do these plugs much. Anybody that knows my show, I've done these a couple of times over 4 years. But you got to go see them. If you need a Honda, go see them at Auto Nation Honda in East Las Vegas, Sahara Avenue. You won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. And it was a pleasure to meet these gentlemen and to work the deal with them. They were fantastic. So that's my little plug there. I do not get paid for that, nor did they ask me to do it. I told them I was going to do it, and again, quite happy with that. I've probably only done this again 2 or 3 times in the whole length of the show being on, but I had to for this because it made my wife feel so good, and every question and everything we could have possibly wanted to know. Okay, we're moving along here. Special guest tonight on the show. He is a book writer, okay? He's a great book writer. All three of his first books have shot up to number one on Amazon. They're called Jack Reno novels. Jack Reno, R-E-N-O novels, is the character. And he will have a fourth book coming out this year, sometime this year, and I'm sure that will shoot up to number one also. And I want to welcome to Crime Time Marty Nalitz. Welcome, Marty.
Vito, thank you very much. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad I heard about you, did some research, and I said, I got to get that guy on the show. That is very interesting. You write fiction books, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Now, just to give the folks a little background on you, Marty spent most of the 1990s as one of the top conservative radio talk show host anywhere in the country. Okay, he was a very high profile person through those years. He went into business. He had a great deal of financial success, and you would think that that coupled with a great wife and son, he'd never want for anything again. But sometimes in our life, we go through those periods where we do something, we say something, or things just happen to happen to us. What happened to Marty was in 2004, he went to prison for securities fraud and theft. And what he did, though, it wasn't a waste of time for him because he began to find a way to kill his time. One of them was starting the Jack Reno series. It was actually started while he was in prison. In fact, the first several books were written longhand on tablets. I'll have him explain that to us. The story about Jack Reno that you will read in these books is a story of redemption and change. It's all fiction, but, you know, you'll really enjoy what he's writing about. So Marty, why don't you tell the listeners, I mean, you had all these things going in the 1990s. What happened then that made you go to prison?
What really happened more than anything else was I was a very arrogant guy. That's the only way to put it. I was arrogant. I was self-centered. It was stupid in my case. It's one of those things that made no sense. Everything was going pretty good for me, but some things happened in the business world out in Colorado that impacted my business, and I was so arrogant that rather than help, ask somebody for help, and I don't mean financial help, I mean business help, suggestions, wisdom. I knew a lot of people, men and women, that were very high profile in business that had a ton of experience, and I could have gone to any one of them and just said, hey, my business is in trouble, and I was too arrogant to do that. I came up with a scheme to to steal the money from somebody that didn't know it was being stolen from him, for lack of a better term. It was, you know, there was no excuse for it whatsoever. And it was kind of, it was one of those things where, you look back on it, because I did a whole lot of, a good bit of prison time. And I guess I could look back on it now and say that, you know, the time went by really fast, and it was a time that I needed, to come back to earth, to develop some humility. And that's really the best way to put it. I took the money from a good friend of mine that had it, which, you know, makes it even far worse.
Right.
And, I have never complained about the sentence that I got or anything like that. It was just, I can look back on it, Vito, and you've been around this your whole life. I can look back on it and I can see that I was heading that way for a long time, simply because of arrogance and cutting corners and thinking I could get away with it because I was better than everybody else. So I needed a point where I got a good dose of humility and was able to come back to earth and get grounded.
Wow, that's amazing. So you went in prison in 2004. What year did you get out, Marty?
Well, I went to a halfway house. I actually went into prison. I went to jail in 2003, and I did a lot of time in pre-sentence confinement in jail. And I went to a halfway house in 2011. I'm still on parole right now. I have probably a few more months of parole left. So I actually ran the whole gambit. I did a lot of jail time. I did when I was sentenced, I ended up in 2 maximum security, 2 medium security, and 1 minimum security, and then went to a halfway house after that. So I kind of seen everything the criminal justice system has to offer as far as those things go.
Right. Was this in Colorado? Did you go to prison?
This was in Colorado, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, did you go to, you say Max, is it that famous, what's the prison there, the Max prison in Colorado, I believe, right? I can't think
of that. I don't know if you're thinking of Supermax.
It wasn't that.
Actually, one of them was out of state. I got shipped out of state with 500 other inmates because of overcrowding here, and they sent us to a pretty rotten place in Oklahoma, actually. Nothing against the state of Oklahoma, but I didn't like their prison very much.
Right, okay. Well, that's a success story. And, you know, what's interesting to me, and I want to start reading your books. I have to admit, I have not known about them till I started doing my research. As a Christian myself for 30-plus years, conservative Christian myself, and being a deacon in my churches and different things of that nature, when this happened to you, this is just really kind of an interesting question for me. You were a Christian at that time, would you say, or you're more of a stronger, obviously, Christian now, or what?
Do you want me to handle that, or wait until...
We're going to a hard break. I'm sorry. We're going to a hard break, Marty. Everybody stand by. We'll be right back.
You like the spot. I can change it around, and I want to be a paperback writer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
I can see clearly now. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. What a perfect song for our guest, Marty Nalitz, as he talks about the ups and downs of his life. Had a really successful life for many years. Went away to do prison time, but has really moved on. He's been blessed with a new wife, bestseller books, three of them that have gone already to number one on Amazon. And, you know, we're back talking with Marty all the way from Denver, Colorado. Marty, I had asked you a question before we went to the hard break about a little bit about your Christianity back then when this stuff was going on. How would you explain it to the listeners?
Yeah, I certainly had a great deal of time to consider it and look at it from every angle. And without getting into all the theological arguments and breakdown, just for the moment, I would say that I do believe that I was saved. I had become a born-again Christian in 1993, and so I do believe that I was saved. My biggest issue was all those years, I kind of viewed God as needing a partner. So it was more like I wanted God as a partner, and God didn't really want me as a partner. He didn't need a partner. He needed a servant.
That's right.
Prison was good for me in that way because it gave me a great opportunity to learn what it was to be a servant more than anything else. And it was a great opportunity to look at other people and see their sin, because in prison you know what everybody else has done, you know, and it was a great opportunity to see that and be able to try and move on from it. On the outside, and God gave me everything I wanted my entire life, and it didn't work. You know, I did nothing but become more and more arrogant. You mentioned during the 90s, I was heavily involved with radio, with TV, a bunch of different organizations, and I had actually become, I look back on it, Vito, and I had become a professional Christian, is really what it was. When the TV station had needed a quote on some controversial issue, they'd call me. You know, when somebody wanted a debate on something, they call me. And above everything else, it's shameful today, but I had become a professional Christian. And I think what happened, I don't believe for one second, I would never say God wanted me to go to prison. I don't believe that for one second. That was my decision, my choice. But, you know, God uses those opportunities. And, you know, I'm very thankful that God never gave up on me. You know, He wouldn't quit pursuing me. He wouldn't quit putting, even in prison, putting opportunities around me with other inmates, with staff, with people that, you know, I would write to or that would write me. So it was a good time there. And, you know, you mentioned the books. That's really where I started writing these novels about a guy who was really, you know, kind of egotistical, arrogant in his whole life and had a lot of success in his life. And then ends up in prison one day, And the character in the book, he knows he has to change, but he doesn't know how to change. So it's kind of, on top of everything else, it's about these glimpses into somebody's life as they're trying to change or knowing that they need to change.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. Yeah, I mean, the Jack Reno name is pretty cool in itself. Where did you come up with that?
You know what? I don't know about you, Vito. The hardest part of writing for me is names. If people read my books, a lot of the names I use are guys I did prison time with. I just say, hey, do you mind if I use – I think, you know, hey, so-and-so, I really like your name. Can I use it in a book? Right. And Jack Reno came about because it was a nickname that one of the guards gave me. And so I would just – see, I learned – for me to write, it was better. I don't get bogged down in grammar, punctuation, or names. I'll go back and change that later. Well, so I started referring to the character as Jack Reno. And in prison, there are a whole lot of guys that like to read, and they take their reading seriously. So what I would do with the first few books, as I was writing chapter after chapter, I'd go to a guy and say, hey, read this for me and tell me what you think. And, you know, I got a lot of good critical feedback. And I always planned on changing the character's name, and everyone would say, why? I like that name. So that's where the name Jack Reno came from.
Right,
it was actually a nickname a guard gave me.
Yeah, that's great, especially when you're writing fiction like that. And it makes me think about Andrew Gross, who wrote a lot of bestsellers with James Patterson. Then he went on his own and has had probably four or five number ones on his own. But the first couple of books, he would call me, Vito, what would a cop do here? How about a private detective? Where's the med? What would the medical examiner say about this? Finally, he called me for a question one day, and while I was on the phone, he said, hey, wait a minute. Can I name a character after you? So I said, yeah, sure. So I wound up being a private detective in one of his books, and that was kind of cool,
Absolutely.
Keep that in mind. If you ever have any questions, just call me,
absolutely.
Any of that kind of stuff. But, he loved the name Vito Colucci, so he enjoyed putting that in the book, Marty.
Everybody does.
so now this has been, I'm always amazed, my book is a true account, okay, me working undercover. I flow with the author that helps me, okay? Because I remember, like, say, 1977. I remember in 78. So it's much easier to just kind of say, okay, I remember I was working undercover here, or this happened, my shootout happened in this year. I always admire guys that have to sit there. Now, of course, for part of your time, you had a prison cell where you had nothing distracting you, maybe noise, but still, you could sit there and say, what am I going to do with Jack Reno now in the next chapter? And I've talked to some of these top authors that whether it's Andrew Gross or people of that nature, Ann Rule, and they all have their own certain ways. The fellow who's writing my book, he's been on numerous trips to Paris, France, where he just walks around and he's thinking for his next chapter as he writes in his hotel room, So how do you find it? You ever get stuck and say, what am I going to do with this next chapter?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate. Like I said, what I do, if I do get bogged down, but when I start writing a book, I actually see the ending of the book more clearly than anything else. So if I get bogged down in the middle of the book, I go and write the ending of the book. And now, because I know I'm at this point and I have to get to this point. So you try to figure out how would this character get there? What would happen? And I guess I have a vivid imagination. I always have. I don't have that problem. When I was working on the second book, Scorpion Sting, anybody that knows Denver will remember the Gates Rubber Factory, which on Broadway, which has been abandoned for years and years, a huge structure that they're just tearing down now. And I on my way to work, I would have to walk by that. And I would walk by and think, that would be a great place for a fight scene. And so I have these characters, and as the book goes on, they're going to end up getting in a fight. And this location was just a great location for it. So I guess I just sort of let my mind wander. To me, once I create the characters for the books and I have some sense of where they're going, the story comes together pretty easily. I've been really fortunate.
I'm going to cut you short, Marty. I'm sorry. We're going to a hard break. Hold that thought. What Marty Nayland.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, when you write three novels, Jack Reno novels, and they all have hit number one on Amazon, I tell you, you got to be up called up there as simply the best, one of that big crew that are simply the best. And I'm fortunate to have Marty Nalitz on my show. I'm learning a lot about his life, as you are too, who's come all the way back, folks. He's come all the way back. And I'm sure with all the success he had pre-prison, this means a heck of a lot more to him now. I know myself, Marty, with a lot of the bad stuff that happened in my life, having success now, I appreciate it so much more. You know, you feel the same way?
I don't. I mean, because you do see, in my life at one time, it just seemed like everything would work no matter what I did. And then I find out that's not really the case. And so I definitely have a greater appreciation for these successes. And I'm so grateful. You know, I'm so thankful.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. I usually ask this of the writers, because I have so many people that listen to the show that are either writers or want to be a writer, or whether it's fiction or nonfiction. They always want me to ask, when you had that book in your hand, that first book, whether you opened up a box of them, when you put that book in your hand, I know with me, I looked at it and I just kept staring at the front, turned it over on the back. I already seen this at the publishers. I mean, I already went there and kind of saw the whole thing, but to have it in my hand, how did you feel back then with that?
Yeah, probably all of those things. It was kind of interesting to see my picture, you know, without a prison haircut on it, you know, because I'd seen it for about 10 years. So that part was great, and it was just this sense of, you know, wow. I mean, thank you, Lord, that this, you know, that this promise has come true, that I see it. And I was so fortunate when I got out, because everyone I showed my first manuscript to, they all wanted it. I didn't have to deal with rejection letters and things like that. And it was almost too good to be true. And you know, I'm very thankful. The reviews have been really good. And people seem to like the dialogue, which you know how that is. You know, as a writer, you don't know if the dialogue is working when you're writing it. You know, you don't know until somebody sees it and says, that was funny. You know, that made me crack up, or I liked that. So I'm very thankful, you know, to have gotten that feedback. I also, you know, when I was writing them, one of the things I wanted to be careful of, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about changes I went through in prison. Believe it or not, one of the first changes I knew I had to go through was to clean up my language. I had kind of a potty mouth at that time. And so it was a concerted effort for me to not cuss, just as part of my vocabulary. And one of the things I am proud of, the Clean Reads people and different Clean Indie Reads organizations have always given my books high ratings because I've tried to be careful with that. I know writers, and you know writers, that to me, when they get in trouble or they're not sure where to go next, they turn it into a sex scene. And I have nothing against sex. I'm a newlywed, so I have nothing against that. But I try to put more romance. Jack likes women. So I tried to put more romance than sex or raunch. So I tried to make the scenes romantic rather than just pure, well, you know what they're doing. It's been very gratifying. I mean, I've been very thankful for the feedback. You know how it is as a writer. I'm grateful for the people that have been critical also. I know I have weaknesses as a writer, and you want to correct them. I want people to read my book and say, you know, I'm not just glad I bought that book. I'm glad I took the time to read it. It just entertained me. That's all fiction is. It's entertainment. So I'm very thankful for all of that.
And, you know, to our listeners, I have to tell you, I'm just reading one of the comments somebody from Spokane, Washington, said about reading one of Marty's books. And it doesn't get any better than this, folks, when you're a book writer. This person said, I tried to go back to bed, but had to keep picking it back up until I was finished. I love that. I've had people with my book, Marty, say, Vito, I read it all. I stayed up till 6 in the morning, you son of a gun, reading your book.
That's right.
I had to call in sick for work, and it ruined my whole day. But that's great. As a writer, you love that, right?
Yeah, definitely. You're trying to entertain people. I am trying to tell a story, too. I'm trying to tell the story of a guy who needs to change his life. And if you read the first three books, Jack Reno hasn't really changed his life. He's still a little bit of a rascal and a scoundrel, you know, but he knows he has to change, and he's trying to figure out how to change. And so, but when you read things like that, like you just read, I so appreciate people who will not just read it, but then take the time to say, hey, I really like this. Yeah, that's great.
That's good. Before we run out of time here, how far can you go with Jack Reno, or is it endless? There's a famous book writer out now. I don't know her name, but she does those alphabet. A is for this, B is for that.
Yeah.
Everyone shoots to number one. I'm wondering when she runs out of the alphabet where she's
going. Yeah, you can only do 26 of them, right?
I know. But Jack Reno, I mean, do you still have the kick of it, the enjoyment of it, writing as you write each book?
Yeah. I definitely do. I like seeing the story in my mind, and I like sharing the story. I do sort of like the character, Jack Reno. I kind of like him. There is going to come a time when it ends. It's not close yet. It's not close yet. Jack's still got a long way to go. And, there's a lot of his story to tell.
Right. Now, is he a, he's not a private detective or an ex-cop or any of those things, right?
No. Jack was a businessman who went to prison, and when he gets out, part of the twist to the story, Jack takes a paralegal course while he's in prison. So he gets certified as a paralegal, and he actually goes to work for the district attorney who put him in prison. The district attorney who put him in prison is a woman who's now in private practice. And she actually hires him to be sort of a runner for her. You know what I mean? To develop cases for guys that need to appeal their case and different things like that. So part of that's part of it, that he goes to work for the woman who put him in prison for 20 years.
Okay. Wow. That's very, very, very interesting. Very interesting. That is great. Out of the three so far, Marty, do you have a favorite?
I do. I actually like the third one the best, Wrestling with Gorillas.
Getting better with each one, so to speak, you're saying, right?
I think so. I mean, I think it's a tighter story. But you know what? Everybody, when I talk to people, everyone says, no, I actually like Scorpion Sting better. Walking with Ducks is really good. You know, I mean, people seem to think it's really good, so... The third one is my favorite. I like the characters. I like the plot best in that one. And that's the one I like the best at this point. Hopefully the next one will be the one I like best, too.
How far are you in the fourth one right now?
Well, the fourth one, for all intents and purposes, is almost done. It's called Second Mouse In, and it's close to done. I was telling you earlier, I admire you so much, Vito, for having done nonfiction. I'm working on finishing a nonfiction book right now, and that is so much harder for me than fiction. It's really a challenge. It's a great project. It's about a little girl who was kidnapped and taken to Costa Rica. True story. She was 4 years old, and the hunt for her. It took a year to find her, and so I'm trying to finish that up, but it's. For any of your writers listening, they can probably relate. To me, fiction is easy. I think writing fiction is really easy because you just create your story.
Sure, and you go any direction you want to go. Jack Reno do anything.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
I know we're heading
right.
to a break, but one thing I want to tell the listeners, I know when my Rogue Town came out, Denny Griffin, a top author, he had 13 very good selling books. He had told me during the writing, you always got to make sure whether it's a fiction book or a true book. Like I would say to him, okay, Denny, now Atlantic Street, and then he went on to Maine, he took the right over onto Broad Street, and he says, are you sure of all of that? And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, why? Well, because if that, people know that area, if those are true areas, you're right. Going to say, I went this way, I took the second right, and it's the third right. People, you're going to get questioned on that. You're going to get emails. Yeah. And I found that quite surprising, but honestly true from a top writer. And we got to go to a hard break right now, so everybody stand by. We'll be right back with Marty Nalitz.
You're probably thinking that you're going to change me. In some ways, well, maybe you might. Scrub me down, dress me up, all but no matter what. Remember, I'm still a guy. When you see a priceless friend's pain, I see a drunk naked girl. You think that riding a wild bull sounds crazy, and I'd like to give it a whirl.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Vanessa Williams singing Save the Best for Last. And that's what Marty did. Even in the area of a new wife, this song goes out to Diane, his wife, as a special request to her. I feel like I'm a DJ now. some radio station or something, you know. But it just does go out to your wife, special request. So,
Thank you, Diane. You're
on the air now. You actually got your name on the air. Wife of Marty Nalitz. Accomplished in your own right. I'll just say that.
Exactly.
Okay. Very good. So I enjoyed that last statement you made there, Marty, as far as the fiction comment about, you know, true crime or nonfiction is so much easier. Wait a minute. What did you say?
I think fiction is much easier.
Right. And that's a little bit different from what a lot of people say, including myself. But I can understand that, though, because you know, with fiction, you got to go a certain way. With nonfiction, you got to go a certain way. And it just becomes what's easier for the writer to do.
Right.
You know, yeah. But I'm always amazed. I love having the guys and girls on the show like you that write fiction, because I'm always intrigued, like, okay, my three books, this has been good. I hope number four is blessed like these other three. I hope it's going to be a success. I hope I got Jack Reno. I don't know about chapter seven there.
Right.
Should I have him go over here or I have him go in this other direction? But that's fun because that's like your own miniature guy you got in your hand.
And
like a little kid playing with a toy, a girl playing with a toy doll. Okay, what am I going to dress her with today? I'm going to dress her this way. I'm going to have her go over here. And it's amazing. You know, my stuff is like I have to follow. I have to say exactly, here's a newspaper clipping. It said this date. Here's what I did.
That's right.
And all that kind of stuff. So you still have that same excitement you had at the beginning, right?
Oh, definitely. Even more so. It's reached a point where, you know, people know the character. And, you know, I've always loved writers like the late Robert Parker with the Spencer series, you know, where you just had this view of who Spencer was and how he would react in a situation, and you kind of wanted to see how it went. And, you know, it's reaching the point where, you know, people are familiar with this character and seem to like the character. There's a couple of characters in the book that, believe it or not, the most popular character in the books is Jack's best friend, who is a pimp and loan shark and bookie that he met in prison. That's Jack's best friend. And he's actually probably the most popular character in the books. So you kind of, I like it at this point because people are familiar with these characters. You have this core, you know, these core characters, and, you know, I like developing each one of them. So it's just really at a good point. I have as much excitement about writing the next one and the one after that as I did the first one.
Well, we'll have to do, we'll talk in the next couple of days. We'll have to do a book exchange. I'll send you mine. You send me one of yours. That would be great.
Okay.
Also, just to let you know, my wife's, want to get your information out, is John Grisham. Who's rightfully so. He's right up there, like in the top three, you know.
Yeah, I love John Grisham.
She just loves his writing and just the direction he goes and everything. So it's great.
Right.
Now, let's tell our listeners all across the country and everything how they can reach out to you, be it Facebook, Twitter, how they can buy the book, your websites. Go ahead.
Yeah, my website is probably the easiest way. It's www.martynalitz. I'm going to spell that. It's all one word. M-A-R-T-Y, N like in Nancy, A-L-I-T like in Thomas, Z like in zebra, .com, martynalitz.com. That's probably the easiest way. If you go to Amazon, you can just enter my name, and my books will pop up. And actually, you've probably seen this many times. We have it set up so that people can read the first three or four chapters and decide if they like it or not before they buy it.
Oh, that's great. Usually people just give one and one chapter like that. But that's great.
Yeah, no, they actually, go to my website and you can, there's trailers for the books. Each one of the books has a separate trailer, which are kind of interesting. And you can, if you click on a link, you can, on my website, you can read the first, I want to say it's four chapters of each book and get a sense of whether you like it or not.
Okay, how about if people want to book you for speaking appearances? How would they do that?
They can email me on my website or the same thing, Marty Nalitz, the same spelling, at yahoo.com.
Okay, very good, very good. I always kind of get near the end of the show, and I always have the same question for our guests. I usually just surprise them with it, not that it's anything big. But what does Marty Nalitz want to be doing 7 to 10 years from now? What's still out there? Now, you may say, I want to continue doing what I'm doing now, but many people say, 7 to 10 years from now, here's the only thing I haven't done yet and I want to do. What would that be for you?
Right. Well, I of course, keep the books coming out and getting the response I'm getting. But also, you know, I have a heart for, not just people that have been in prison, but those who have suffered as a result of people being in prison. So I have some ideas, some things that I'm working on now in terms of outreach to people who have done time, but also to the victims of people who have done time. So there's really a great opportunity in a lot of those areas for closure, you know, between the victims and those who perpetrated the crime. So, I have an opportunity coming up to write a book about there's an axe murderer, a pretty famous serial killer axe murderer in Colorado. They've made a movie about him. His name's William Cody Neal, and he and I became, I don't know if you'd say friends, we've never met, but we wrote each other a lot in prison, and he wants me to write his story, you know, because he has a brutal story. He murdered seven women, you know, in a very brutal fashion. So not that people are going to ever be happy with him, but there's opportunities in a lot of those instances for people to have a little bit of peace and closure with those things.
So it's going to be exciting for me to watch all this happen with you because we've only met this week. I enjoy what I see and hear about you. We're going to close our show now. But ladies and gentlemen, go on his website. Buy his books. I can't wait to read the first one myself. So you're gonna like this very much. So I want to thank you, Marty, for doing our show. And ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again next Sunday night, a very big good night and God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.